Around the U.S., officials and nonprofits are trying to change behavior by paying for it. Offering cash incentives for better behavior is a bit controversial and still unproven, but some results are in from a program in New York. The city has been paying poor families for things like making sure the kids don't skip school. The goal is to boost incomes and help families move out of poverty. After 3 years, the program ends this summer. NPR's Cindy Rodriguez reports.
Terrence Flowers is a junior at the FDNY High School for Fire and Life Safety in Brooklyn. And over the last few years, the 17-year-old says his GPA has gone from a 75 average to a 90.
I just needed a push, and now I'm on that right track. I'm going to continue to stay on that right track until I graduate.
The push came in the form of cash incentives. Using money from several private foundations, the city is paying Terrence $50 a month for keeping near-perfect attendance. It's also paying him $600 for every Regents exam he passes. Those are statewide standardized tests for high schoolers. In all, he's earned about $3,000. He says $1,200 is in a savings account, and the rest has been spent on a new cell phone and plenty of new designer clothes and shoes.
And this side is, I have these polo sneakers I bought. It's $80. They're black, and these are the Pradas.
The high school student is clearly motivated by the money and what it can buy, but he also seems motivated by the attention that comes with being a good student.
This right here is the principal student of the month. This wasn't too long ago. The rest of these are the merit honor roll, certification of achievement.
That was from last year.
This was last year, yeah.
A stack of certificates is fanned out across a coffee table. They include recognition for displaying leadership, having good attendance, and making the honor roll three times.
Oh, I am very proud of him. Very, very proud.
Sharon Flowers is Terrence's mother. She's also been earning extra cash for the family. For each family member that receives a medical checkup, she gets $200, and dental visits are worth $100. The payments are not intended to cover the cost of the visit. More than 80% of the families receiving the incentives have public or private health insurance. Flowers uses a handwritten list to keep track of everyone's appointments.
This is a dentist appointment for Sharon, Terry, and Tyrone. This is on May 26th.
She recently found out she's diabetic, and the boys also had to have several cavities filled. The 39-year-old says up to now, visits to the doctor had been sporadic.
Before, I used to have it in my head, and I forgot everything about the doctor's appointment. So they didn't go. I have to reschedule it. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. So now I make sure we all go to the doctor's appointment.
The Flowers live in public housing. Sharon Flowers is unemployed and says the family survives off her younger son Tyrone's disability check, help from her boyfriend, and food stamps. Jim Riccio is from MDRC, a nonprofit the city hired to both design and evaluate the effect the cash incentives had on families like the Flowers.
People had more money. They had, on average, about $3,000 more per year that they were able to earn through meeting the conditions that the program set. That's a substantial amount of money for low-income families.
About 4,800 families with 11,000 children were selected to take part in this experiment. Half were eligible for the cash incentives. The other half were used as a control group. While the program did show results in lowering the poverty rate, increasing dental visits, and giving students like Terrence Flowers a leg up, it did not increase employment measurably or have any impact on students who were struggling the most. And there's also the question of whether any positive gains will last.
Would it be the case that then the kids would say, not only do I not enjoy studying, but I'm not getting paid for it, now no chance am I going to learn anything else?
Dan Ariely is a behavioral economist at Duke University. He cautions that paying someone to do something could actually cheapen the value of the behavior and make it even less desirable than it was before the money was offered. The city plans on finding that out. Evaluators will follow families over the next 2 years to see what happens once the incentives are gone. Cindy Rodriguez, NPR News, New York.